Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 19, 2022. Purim, a lucky lot. Among all the days in the year, there is one special day, which is called Purim from the word lot, pur, the chance that you will win a prize, get lucky. On the one hand, we must help for a happy fate and prepare for it, but on the other hand, everything comes from above and depends on the Creator, on the way He will make this holiday, this day for us. In fact, we are not talking about a holiday, but about a special spiritual state that is above everything for which we can prepare. This is why it is called Purim, like a drawing of a lot, which determines who gets lucky. We are required to give the awakening from below, that is, the hope that we will be rewarded with a great light and, as a result, a great correction of our desires. We also need to have the strength to receive this great light in order to bestow, and to attain the entire creation, the entire state of the final correction, which is already waiting to be revealed to us. Even though spirituality is above time and space, nonetheless, there are symbols of spiritual phenomena in our world, and therefore, there is a special illumination during these days that we can use. Therefore, when we study articles about the Purim holiday on this day, we too become incorporated in this special light that can influence and advance us. The holiday of Purim is dedicated to the events that took place 2,500 years ago in ancient Babylon, when the royal minister Haman decided to destroy all Jews. The Jews, Yehudim, represent the desire for connection, for unity, and Haman is an inner force that prevents us from uniting, that is, resists correction. We just need to yearn to be together, above egoistic desire, despite its resistance. Everything depends on how much we will be able to maintain this unity, despite all the disturbances that are so massive today, come from the lowest degree, and affect our very existence starting from ordinary life and up to spiritual heights. But we nevertheless want to be together and cover all crimes with love. Despite the fact that there may be disagreements and even hatred between friends, we still want to be in the same heart with them. Crimes are sent by the Creator, and we want to rise above them with help of our connection, and we ask the Creator for strength for this. With all our resistance and rejection, we nevertheless want to unite so that all the pluses and minuses, all the forces of connection and separation, would gather together, that is, a Kli in which the Creator will be revealed is built. If we build connection above separation, then we win big. The main thing is to ask for connection between everyone and the revelation of one force that will unite us. Connecting with friends is the most correct action, and it directs us to the final correction. The Creator purposely broke the common soul, and we need to ask Him to connect it back together. Therefore, we make every effort to connect, and discover that we are completely incapable of any action toward connection, from the smallest up to the one common, largest one. Then we ask the Creator for help. In this way, we correct our Kli by clinging to the Creator in all the ways that have been revealed inside the shattering, and thus, we reach the final correction. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 16, 2022. Purim. The Book of Zohar, the Upper Radiance. Question: what does the word Zohar mean? Answer: Zohar means upper radiance. It is the upper light, the light of illumination, understanding, love, and participation, which includes everything in it. It descends upon a person and gives him a sense of the upper governance, the upper force, the higher purpose. The upper radiance brings us a sense of belonging to the general force of nature called the Creator and makes one feel on a completely different level. The Book of Zohar leads a person to connect with the Creator. To a certain extent, it can be called an instruction on how to connect with the upper force, to reveal it. You don't need anything else in this world. Therefore, it is called Zohar, that is, the radiance one receives from the correct revelation of the Creator. It gradually influences us, corrects, builds, forms and fulfills us. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, February 15, 2022. Interest in the otherworldly. Question: some states pass laws against magic and shamanism. Do you support such laws? Answer: yes, but the fact is that the law says nothing. We adopt so many beautiful, good laws around the world, in the UN, in the European Community, and so on. And what's the point? The main thing is that we accept these good laws upon ourselves. I think that no one in the world can say that he is against the Ten Commandments of the Torah: thou shalt not kill, honor your parents, and so on. But who actually uses them? Where is it accepted? A person is an egoist and he immediately perceives any rule that he hears in accordance with his egoism, and subordinates it to his ego. Question: why does a person have a great interest in the other world? Answer: on one hand it is connected with us. On the other hand it has not been studied by us, at all, and we cannot have any clear interactions with it. Where can I find this upper world? How can I influence it? What can I even do with it? I don't know anything about it. But the craving for everything hidden is inherent in human nature, like a child is drawn to what is incomprehensible, to what is unknown and can give him some kind of fulfillment. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, February 1, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what are some interesting characteristics of Jewish people? Israel has the world's highest rate of kidney donations to strangers, which serves as an example of a paradox. On one hand, we find such displays of sensitivity and support in Israel, and on the other hand, we see a place where people's egos often collide. How do these two extremes coexist? It is indeed characteristic of Jews, who both rise to the sky and also fall into the depths of the abyss. Our nature is such that we cannot be only in one extreme, but since we were originally established as a people who reached a state of unity above our divisive drives, then it becomes characteristic of us to hold to opposites within ourselves. We now have to make all possible efforts in order to elevate ourselves from the depths of the abyss, that is, from immersion in our egoism, our desire to enjoy at the expense of each other, to correct our egoism, and instead use our desires to bring benefit to others. We have the ability to invert everything that appears negative to its positive, that is, to the benefit of others, with the help of the intention. The intention is the thought of what we wish to get out of a certain action, and a good intention is one where we aim to benefit others through our actions. Likewise, every person has the ability to conduct their every action with a good intention for the benefit of others. It is thus worthwhile for us to exercise this ability, to engage in building environments that nurture the creation of a good intention, in order to reach a more harmonious, peaceful and happier state of existence. Based on the video How Two Extremes Can Exist in the Same Place with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.